A conductor with worldwide experience has bold ideas for reinventing how and where we hear classical music. WRTI's Merity Duddleston provides this glimpse of the new music director of Temple University's Symphony Orchestra.
This summer, Temple University jumped into the continuing conversation about the future of classical music with the choice of a renowned conductor to head its symphony orchestra. The German-born Andreas Delfs brings a full store of experience, including more than a decade with the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra and numerous guest appearances with major ensembles like the London Symphony Orchestra and the Philadelphia Orchestra. At Temple, it's clear Delfs' passion won't be confined to the podium.
We cannot forever be stuck in presenting classical music, mostly of the 19th century, because if we look at the standard program of any orchestra in the world, especially in the United States, it kind of starts with Beethoven and it kind of ends, at the turn from the 19th into the 20th century.
Delfs sees the university as a laboratory, a place for calculated musical risks that might take some time to pan out. Time, he says, too many professional orchestras can ill afford.
I find our repertoire is shrinking, and it has partly to do with the fact that the bottom line for orchestras is so narrow that experiment is kind of not allowed these days.
That worries the new professor, so in part he's banking on a brain trust of student musicians.
I think the next generation of artists need to spend more time on thinking about what other ways are there to present classical music and have a platform where they can experiment with different ways.
He plans to shape that platform by taking Temple music students to new performance heights while re-envisioning what happens in the concert hall.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.